Okay, we're back to talk about some omiyage, some of the most popular omiyage inside Japan. Yoshi-san, why don't we start off with Kyushu? Now, you said in the lesson, you reprimanded me that Kyushu is too big. You can't just generalize it into one area, right? Did I get the accent right?
Yes.
Okay, so why don't you give us some of the famous products from some of the locations inside Kyushu?
Nagasaki is famous for castera, which is a kind of pancake kind of thing.
Like a sweet.
Yes. And also champon and saraudon. These are special noodles.
Rewind there. Slow down, Tiger. The first one we have is castella. It's kind of like a sweet cake.
Mm-hmm.
And Yoshi-san brings it back every time he goes down to Kyushu. It's quite good. And last one you brought has some raisins and some fruit in it.
So was someone else. It.
That's why it was so good. Like normally we get, I think there's like 100 yen sticker on it. Last time it was really good.
That was shacho.
That's why it's good.
Because you can get them in Akasaka in Tokyo.
Stop ruining the fun of it, Takase. No, but come on, you gotta admit, it's a bit different to have it fresh. You can get lots of the big brand names now across Japan, but still, Takase-san, are you going to tell me it tastes the same as in Akasaka and Kyushu? All right, don't answer. Okay, let's move on to the other ones you're talking about.
Champon.
Okay, what's this?
It's like, it's almost like a ramen, but with thicker noodles and also lots of vegetables, seafood inside.
And it's a soup?
It's a noodle soup.
And finally, we had
saraudon.
And these are crunchy noodles, correct?
There are a few kinds, like one is crunchy and the other ones are soft and also thicker.
Here's what we want to point out about meibutsu, what we're talking about today. Some of this stuff is packaged up and can be brought back as omiyage, while other things can pretty much only be eaten there at certain famous restaurants. So there's packageable meibutsu and there's stuff you can only eat at that location. And that's the interesting thing about this. Now, Takase-san, off the top of your head, can you give us some of the really well-known omiyage inside Japan? For example, let's play a little game. If I say Hokkaido, what do you think of?
Melon.
Yes, the famous $100 melons, which Yoshi was talking about inside the lesson. Also, what about, I'm thinking of a cookie from Hokkaido.
Shiroi koibito? That means white lover.
And what is this?
It's a white cookie with white chocolate inside.
If you stop by JapanesePod101.com, we'll have the full list, a huge list of the places plus the famous products. This will really come in handy, especially if you're coming to Japan, you want to know what to eat. Stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out what's going on with the famous products inside Japan.